This is the Detroit Evening Report for Tuesday, May 10th, 2022. I'm Sasha Ryan from WDET News. Two East Lansing police officers who shot at a black man outside a grocery store last month have been identified as Jose Vieira and Jim Menser. Their names became public as part of a use of force report the police department was required to submit to a police oversight commission. Michigan State Police are investigating the incident, which left the man hospitalized. But community member Joy Gleason questioned during a public meeting last night whether the inquiry will be independent.
The Michigan State Police are comprised of people who are on the same side of the blue line as anyone they investigate.
Video released by the city last week shows officers shooting at the man multiple times while he ran from them. The incident began after someone called 911 about an armed black man walking into the store. After the shooting, officers found a gun under a car in the store parking lot. The Detroit City Council has unanimously approved a right-to-counsel ordinance. The legislation will pay for attorneys for low-income residents facing eviction, foreclosure, and court issues related to land contracts. Council President Mary Sheffield proposed the ordinance. She spoke at a press conference yesterday that included advocates who helped draft the legislation.
Out of the 30,000 eviction cases in Detroit, only 4% of those tenants had an attorney. Only 4%. Also, half of all of the evictions that took place in Detroit could have been avoided if they had an attorney.
Initial funding to pay for representation will come from the American Rescue Plan Act. The city has not yet determined how the program will be paid for when ARPA money runs out. Two Michigan children have been diagnosed with a rare and severe form of hepatitis, as cases of the disease have mysteriously appeared in the U.S., Europe, and Israel. The Centers for Disease Control says at least 109 cases of the disease have been identified in 24 states and one U.S. territory. The agency has not identified a cause for the sudden rise in cases, but it says 9 children identified in Alabama ultimately tested positive for adenovirus, which typically causes mild cold or flu-like symptoms or stomach problems. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says both children are under 5 years old. One child is from Oakland County, the other is from Detroit. The Detroit Riverfront Conservancy broke ground today on the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Centennial Park. The 22-acre park is the latest in an effort to complete 5.5 miles of public space along the riverfront. The design features a performance space, sports house, a water garden, and the first metro park in the city. $75 million has been invested in Wilson Park, which is set to be completed in 2024. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Sasha Ryan from WDET News.